as people would be aware, we have the World Lab 2017 conference taking place in Durban, South Africa, from the 22nd of October 2017. It's the first time that this will be held in Africa, because the IFCC World Lab has usually been held in outside Africa for the ever since the World Lab started. It was fortunate that it is now being held in Africa for the first time. And we have a very exciting program developed. In addition to that, we also have it's set in Durban, which is on the east coast of South Africa. It has a very subtropical climate, so October will be fairly mild and pleasant. And so it should be a wonderful conference. We also have a number of satellite meetings that are taking place. The one that I should mention as well is the International Congress of Pediatric Laboratory Medicine, which is taking place 2 days before the actual World Lab Conference itself, from the Friday evening, that's the 20th of October, till the 22nd of October. And that's taking place in the Blue Waters Hotel in Durban, South Africa. The World Lab 2017 is in the Durban International Convention Center from the Sunday, the 22nd of October. And then the program runs until the 25th of October, which is a Wednesday. So those are the two. So the World Lab 2017 is the main conference, and then you've got the satellite meeting. But we've also got other satellite meetings. For example, there's one on point-of-care testing, which is also taking place over the weekend. And that is actually a free conference. So if you are registered for World Lab, your registration for that conference is free. So that is something, if people are interested in point-of-care testing, that would be a very interesting meeting for them to then attend, and that's completely free. The World Lab 2017, we have, in addition to the scientific program, there are also a couple of other events that are going to be associated with it. There is also the awards night on Sunday, the 22nd of October, where the awardees of IFCC prizes are going to be announced, and those are international awards for distinguished people in clinical chemistry. And then on Monday, there will also be a dinner for the speakers of the conference. And then there will be the closing ceremony on Wednesday, the 25th of October. And on the 25th of October, there's a closing ceremony. And at the closing ceremony, the announcement of the next World Lab will be made. So World Lab is held every 3 years, and the next one is in 2020, and that will be in South Korea. That's the outline of the conference. We have already registered quite a few delegates from all over the world, including South America, North America, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, China, India, Japan, from the Middle East as well. And then I think from Russia, Czechoslovakia. So quite a broad range of speakers as well as delegates that are going to be attending. The other thing that I should mention is that for the first time at an IFCC conference, we're going to place the IFCC conferences always have traditional poster presentations, but this time around, we're going to add something very special, and that is the poster presentations are going to be available on an app, on a mobile device or a laptop. And this means that both delegates and the judges of the posters will be able to view the posters on their computers or on a laptop. This is because, as I have found and many other people have found, often at conferences, it's very difficult to go around looking at all the poster presentations in detail. And often I can never get around to viewing all the posters. So we thought that this would be an interesting touch to add to the conference, to make the posters available on a mobile device, in addition to the traditional poster presentations. Of course, there will still be the poster presentations that will be mounted up on a board for people to view, and they can meet the presenter there. But having the poster available on an app as well means that you can look at the poster in your leisure, and you can also send questions to the presenter via the mobile app. So that's a new thing that we are going to have at this conference. We're also going to offer poster prizes, some substantial poster prizes for the presenters, for the best. There will be three poster prizes, first, second, and third prize. And for the, to encourage the submission of the posters, so what we're going to do as well is, in order to have the posters placed on the app, we need to have the posters at a reasonable time early enough before the conference so that they can be loaded onto the app. So everybody who sends us the PDF, obviously people normally prepare their posters at the last minute before they come to a conference. But if they are prepared in advance and they send their posters to be loaded on the app, then they will be eligible to be entered into the prize draw for the judging. So it's not compulsory for everyone to send their poster to be loaded onto the app, but to encourage people to do this, we are offering these poster prizes. And we think it will be a very unique opportunity and also something very, very innovative at a conference to have the posters available on an app and also to be able to. I think if there are any people out there who are considering attending the conference and have found it difficult to decide, to make a decision to register and to make arrangements, and because for various reasons that they think Africa is too far and South Africa is too far to travel, or they're a little bit uncertain about whether they want to come, I hope that this message will encourage them. It's going to be a great conference. It's a beautiful city, and whoever comes there is going to have a fabulous time. So if you are still undecided about whether to come, I hope you will change your mind because you will have a great time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Professor Pillay. It's been a pleasure to have you in Microscopio.
Thank you very much, Belen.